relic. In the silence, my legs swang over the edge of the dock. I remember drinking iced tea here years ago near the end of summer when the water was as hot as the air above it. Now ice in the summer is an impossible feat, but tea is manageable, and I drink it every morning, steam adding to the sweat. I hoard boxes of it in my camper, hidden under the bed. Everyone clings to something, I suppose, and I cling to more than most. My clothes, my hairbrush, a decent mattress, daily tea, sunscreen, a laptop that hasn't turned on in 5 years. I live where my family used to spend the summers, a plot of land beside the lake, crowded now with empty cottages. I am old-fashioned, a relic at 32, still hoping for the return of electricity, or at least the option of winding up a radio and hearing Bob Dylan's voice, the closest thing to a ghost.